Carson won $125 one night and lost it all the next day. Men tried to read, but they had precious few books. Captain Sobel tried to lead the men in calisthenics, but the space was insufficient, and it became another Sobel joke. On September 15th, the Samaria docked in Liverpool. The next day, a train took the men south. Trucks picked them up at the station at Ogbourne St. George and carried them on to their new home. They marched the last mile and a half, after dark, with only flashlights to show the way. The wartime blackout impressed upon the men that they were in a combat zone. They got to their barracks, which were Nissen huts, heated by twin pot-bellied stoves, were given mattress covers and shown the straw they could stuff into them, along with heavy wool blankets that itched, and went to bed. Webster wrote that when he woke the next morning, "I thought I'd passed out on a Hollywood movie set. All around the area were fairy book cottages with thatched roofs and rose vines on their sides. Vast horses shaking long manes stomped down the narrow winding cobblestone lanes. A soft village green set off a weathered old gray 11th century Norman church whose clock chimed the hours just like Big Ben. And five ancient public houses, their signboards swinging in the breeze, bade us welcome to the land of mild and bitter beer." They were in Aldbourne, in Wiltshire, near Hungerford, not far from Swindon, 80 miles due west of London. It would be home for Company E for almost 9 months, by far the longest period it stayed in one place. Aldbourne was vastly different from Tocoa, Benning, or Bragg. There the men of Easy had been in self-contained, isolated posts, completely military. In Aldbourne, they were in the midst of a small English village where the people were conservative, set in their ways, apprehensive about all these young Yanks in their midst. The danger of friction was great, but the army put together an excellent orientation program that worked well. Beginning that first morning and continuing most of the week, the men were briefed in detail on English customs, manners, habits. Well-disciplined as they were, the men quickly caught on to the basic idea that they should save their hell-raising for Swindon, Birmingham, or London. In Aldbourne, they were to drink their beer quietly in the pubs in the British manner. They also learned to eat what the British were eating: powdered milk, powdered eggs, dehydrated apricots, dehydrated potatoes, horse meat, Brussels sprouts, turnips, and cabbage.